We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots on top of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. In the Mishnah, we learned that it says Sfinois Kshurois Zubazu. You have two ships that are tied to each other. You let them atalta from one to another. If they're not tied, then even though they're close, you can't metalta zubazu. And right now, like Tosis explains, the Gemara thinks that it belongs to one person. Both boats belong to one person. And it's saying, if it's tied together, you let it carry from one to another. If it's not tied, you cannot carry. Why not? Because we're scared. If it's not tied, maybe it'll separate a little bit. And the chafers will fall into the water, and you land up being metalto from a shishiyachar to a caramelist. That's how Tosis explains what the Gemara thinks right now. So it says in the Mishnah, if it's tied together, you let it carry to each other. So the Gemara, pshita, that's pashat. Well, what's the chiddush? Amarava, loinitzucha, lahater, bitzes shivaneim. The chiddush is that even though there's a little ship in between the two big ships, and that little ship is not tied, Beitzis is lashon like we had before, Beitzasa the Meshon, it's a small little ship, and that's not tied, and you're carrying it through that ship, from one ship to another ship, through that ship. So maybe you should be a geyser that ship will move, and you have the problem that it'll fall into the water, and you'll carry it. Kamash will on our Mishnah, no. Omler Safra, Moshe, Shapik Amrit. He says, Moshe is a lashon of Chashiv, is saying, you know, Rabbeinu Agadol, is that, are you saying good? Metaltim Azuzu Tanan. In the Mishnah says, Metaltim from one sphere to another sphere. It doesn't say through a beat, it's Metaltim Azuzu Tanan. So they can't be Pshat in our Mishnah. And still Shver, it's Pashat, if it's tied together, why can't, what's the Chiddush that you carry from one to another? What's the Chiddush? Elam Ram Safra, Nitzcha, Ela, La Arif. The Chiddush is like this, that the Sphina belongs to two different people. Lach is, if you have two Rishas Yachas, you and your neighbor, right? Two Rishas Yachas. You like to carry Rishas Yachas, right? No. The law is, if it belongs to two different people, there's an Issa Dera Abonim to carry out of area. You have to make an area of Chatzeris. You take some challah, some matzah, and you own it together, and you make an area of Chatzeris. So here, the two boats belong to two different people. So you're not allowed to carry from one to another. So the Chiddush here is that if it's Kshurois, and you made an area, you can metaltal from one to another. And why is that a Chiddush? Tosis explains that even though usually Erev only works by batim, by houses, the Chiddush is here, even though it's a Sfina and it's not Kavua, it's not stationary, still you can make an Erev. Now, we understand then why it has to be tied. Because if it's not tied, so then, since you can't carry from one, since it's not tied to each other anymore, it's separate, so you can't go from one to another, so therefore, it's not a good Erev. And even though it didn't actually separate, since it's normal to separate when it's not tied, that alone makes the Erev. Because the only way you can have an Erev is only if you have like a door from one to another. It has to be able to be carried from one to another easily. But if it's going to separate, you can't carry one to another. So it can't be an Erev. The whole side of an Erev Chateris is it makes it into one Rishus. But if it can't be used as one Rishus because it's going to separate, so then an Erev does not work. For example, if you have two properties next to each other, you and your neighbor, there's no door in between, you cannot make an Erev. You need a door in between in order to make an Erev because it has to be accessible one to another because the whole lumdus of an Erev is, it makes it into one. So let's see inside the Gemara. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that you can make an Erev Chatzeris and metalta from one boat to another boat. Look at Tayyun to the Braisa. If two boats are tied to each other, you can make an Erev and you carry from one to another. Nifsaku, if the string snapped and they're not tied anymore, Nesru, it's also to carry from one to another. Now, what does it mean, Nifsaku, Nesru? Some Rishonim say it means it snapped before Shabbos. So before Shabbos, you didn't have Erev because already it was snapped. But if it snapped on Shabbos, then since the beginning of Shabbos, there was an Erev, it's allowed to carry one to another. That's a summer Shalom hold. Other Shalom hold, even if it broke on Shabbos, you can't carry from one to another. Chazur v'nikshu, if it got retied, Bein Shoigim, even on Shabbos, it got retied together. Bein Shoigim, Bein Mezidim, Bein Anusim, say if it was by mistake, say if it was on purpose, say if it was an onus, Bein Mutotim, say if it was a mistake. Either way, the halacha is, Rashi says, Mutotim means, doesn't, because we already said Shoigig already, Shoigig is a mistake, we call mistake. Mutotim means that he was doing something else and landed up tying it. In any case, Chazul Ateren Rishon, as long as it's back tied, now it's considered back to Rosh Yachid, and the Erev works, and it works by itself. And you let him a title. Why? That's because Maisa now it's tied to each other. Now it's tied to each other. And therefore it's kosher and let it carry from Svina to Svina. Another halacha, v'chei machatzalos ha'prusos, you have here a whole other case, let me do it with boats. You have here a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and everyone made himself a little hot. V'chei machatzalos ha'prusos, ma'arvim metalatam zu azu. You let it make an Erev and metalatam zu azu in a case where you could obviously get from one little hot to other hot. It was a case that you get it through the machatzalos that had a big enough hole, you could walk through it, and because it's like a window, and you get one to another, and you can make an Erev. That was the case. Everyone had a little hot machatzalos. Niglulu, but if the huts blew away a little bit and it's not a good mechitz anymore, nesu, then they can't carry. You're in Shishar Rabbim. You can't carry from one place to another place. Chazu v'nifashu, and then on Shabbos, it became, you know, the mechitzas got back together, became mechitz again. So, bein shaygin, bein mezid, bein usamim, otaim, saif, you made the mechitz of shaygin, saif did it mezid, saif did it b'oinis, or b'mutaim, when you was asking something else, either way, chazu atay rishon, it goes back to being a kosher of mechitza, and the erev will work also. Shekol mechitza shenatz v'shabes bein b'shoyg bein meizit shema mechitza. Any mechitza is made on Shabbos is called a mechitza. Even if it's made on Shabbos, it's called a mechitza. And we'll see, even though it did it b'isser, that's the problem over here. Especially even if it's done b'isser, still it's called mechitza. Any mechitza, even if it's done on Shabbos, it works, and it's called Rosh Yochid, and it's called mechitza. It's not true. That we said that's called the mechitza, even if it's made on Shabbos, it's only lechumra. That if you throw into this mechitza from Shirabim, you are chayiv. Why? Because the ma'is is shushiyachid. Even though it was done by Isser, the ma'is is shushiyachid. So if someone throws from Shirabim into it, you're chayiv. Aval taltal also. But you're not a taltal in here, because that's having anah for ma'is of Shabbos. The loch is, you're not have anah for ma'is of Shabbos, even though. You know, even though it's mechitza, has the mechitza, but the loch is, this is someone cooks, we had it before, someone cooks for Shabbos on Mezid, it's also for anyone to be nana. See, here also, the Gemara's kash is, that Rav Nachman says, you're not even a talta the mechitza that's made on Shabbos, because you're being nana from a Mezid Shabbos. So, the Gemara, you're right. Ki etma, the Rav Nachman, a Mezid etma. Rav Nachman, who said that you're not allowed to carry in Sarz, we're at Mezid. But the other things is mutter to carry. So that the Brisa said before that machzalos haprusos ma'arvim metalatam zu lazu bein shaygim bein mezidim bein usim bein mutam chazon teirishon, that says chazon teirishon is going back on shaygig and usim mutam, and bein mezidim is just telling you that it's mechitza, it's called a mechitza regarding zrika. But of course the gabi tiltol, if you did it b'mezid, you are not allowed to carry in that mechitza. Now you have to speak out that this whole halacha that was saying that it's a problem of Maisa Shabbos and you're not allowed to carry in it, that's only, it's mashma, it's only regarding the din of mechitza. But regarding the other din that it's by Sfina, where you had the mechitzas, just the question was that they weren't tied to each other, so you lost the din Erev. So instead of it was tied on Shabbos, it went back to the din Erev. That's mashma, even if it was amazed. Because the difference if mechitzas are made b'mezid or a sfina that was tied. Because dafka by mechitzas, there, it's idei the melacha that you did wrong, there, that made the het to tiltal. Because it's just a rabbin, and idei the mechitza, I made it into shiachid. But by a sfina, even before you tie it together, it was really just a yachid. There was the issa derabanan of Erev. So there, Chachamim didn't ask about the Eved if they made the Erev kosher with making the Sfina. That they didn't do right. That's what Tosfos speaks out, that this is Dafka Din, Legabe the Mechitzas, but not Legabe the Din of Erev. So the Gemara Vayit, Omar Shmuel, this halacha that we said, two boats tied to each other, you can make an Erev one to another, Zok Shmuel, Afilu Kashurais Bechut Asarvel. Even if you tied it in a little thread that they use to fasten their shirts over their necks, a little string like that, like a little shoelace, that's enough to tie two boats together. That's Shmuel says. What's Shmuel talking about? Hey, Chidom, Idiachal Amidon, if it's strong enough to hold the two boats together, Pshita, what's the brown? I don't care what it is. If it holds the boats together, that's good enough. If it's not strong enough to hold the balls together, am I? Why taka? Why taka does it work? It can't hold the balls together. So it could hold the balls together. So what's Shmuel trying to say? What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush chut asarvel? The Shmuel afuki b'nafshei kasi. He's going with lafuki for a different memra. He wanted him to set a different memra, and he said it had to be metal. He's saying here, don't think it has to be metal. The Tanan, where's the other Shmuel? The Tanan, learn to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is regarding Tumah. It's the Mishnah of Alis. We're talking about a boat that it's tied to an oil hames. It's tied, the other end is tied inside a house where a mace is there. So it says in the Mishnah there, Kasha Vadava Hamamida, you tied it with something that holds it. Maybe La Tumah. It brings Tumah to the boat, and the boat becomes the Ava Tumah. Vadava Shem Amida, if you tie it with something that doesn't hold it, A Maybe La Tumah doesn't bring Tumah. But Omar Shmuel explained, what does mean Dava Hamamida? But who should Kasha Vishashal Sabarzal? That Dava Hamida has to be a Dafka, a chain of metal. La Indian Tumah. Like this, the halacha is that usually if something's in oil hamais, it becomes avat tuma, and if it touches something else, it becomes a rishon l'tuma. But there's a halacha, a special halacha, xeris akosav, that if something is metal, it makes the thing that touches the metal a tummy mace also. I have a tumma also. We say chalal, a cherev is like halal. The metal sword has the same name as the dead person. And it's namas like avia vayisa tumma, and it can make something else a avha tumma. It can make the boat itself a avha tumma. That's what it could do. So therefore, it has to be dafka metal, because only the xeris cost only by metal. So kosher v'dava amida maybe la tumma is only metal. And why is it called Dava Hamamida? What's the thing that usually holds a boat together? A metal thing. So when it says Kasha Dava Hamamida, it means to say, it's a code word for metal. It means metal. And that's what Shmuel says. Dava Hamida means metal. So maybe you would think, by Shabbos also, you have to be Kasha Dava Hamamida means metal. So Shmuel, no. Only regarding Tumah, where it has to be a din metal to have din Chalal Cherev, there Dava Hamida has to be Shashal Shabazel. Mashaykin l'Shabbos, it can even be a Chut HaSarvel. Anything that's Hamida, it's enough. Let's read it in Sar one more time. Almost Shmuel Shabazel. So that, the Gemara explains, that's what Shmuel is explaining really, that in your Tumah, it's only Dafka by Tumah, who d'chsev v'chalal Cherev, and Cherev reik v'chalal Cherev, the metal is like Chalal is like the mace itself. There, in staff that it was metal. Avol in the Shabbos, kibun the yochel amida. Since the string could hold it up and keep it together, afilu bechut asarvel. Even chut asarvel is enough. You don't need metal, and that's what Shmuel's chiddush was. It's not to be metal, not because that was a chiddush. Dava amida, all you need. He's saying, don't think that just like I explained that dava amida means metal. Here always means metal also. No, here it doesn't need a metal. Here, a chut asal will be enough to hold it together and to be a good kshira for Shabbos.